Today in Christians Who Have Made a Difference, we're going to look at the life of John Dunmore Lang. John Dunmore Lang. He lived from 1799 to 1878 and was an Australian Presbyterian clergyman, writer, politician and activist. He was the first prominent advocate of an independent Australian nation. He also opened up Australia to Christian denominations other than Anglican. Lang was born near Greenock, Scotland, the eldest son of William Lang and Mary Dunmore. His father was a small landowner and his mother, a pious Presbyterian Christian. He grew up in nearby Largs and was educated at the University of Glasgow, where he excelled, winning many prizes and graduating as a Master of Arts in 1820. His brother George had found employment in New South Wales and Lang decided to join him. Arriving in Sydney Cove in 1823, he became the first Presbyterian minister in the colony of New South Wales. On the way back from the second of his nine voyages back to Britain, he married his 18-year-old cousin Wilhelmina Mackie at Cape Town. They were happily married for 47 years. The Langs had 10 children, but only three survived him, and there were no grandchildren. He agitated to have Presbyterian Christians' needs recognised in the colony and built the first church for these people in Sydney and the first school for Presbyterian children. He wanted Australia to be a Christian nation, but he was against a one Christian denomination church state. He wanted the state to support a number of Christian denominations. He gained state support for Catholic, Methodist and Presbyterian Christians. Lang was alarmed by the gross wickedness among the colonists as a result of their penal history, and so he advocated the end of transportation and encouragement of free Christian emigration to Australia. While in Scotland in December 1830, Lang was struck by Scotland's poverty. He thought this could be relieved by free citizen emigration to Australia. His plan was that good Christian migrants would produce a moral reformation in New South Wales. He was directly responsible for more than 4,000 destitute Christian Scotsmen migrating to New South Wales. They were given land and thrived in the new country and contributed to Australia's Christian morals and values. In 1843, Lang was elected to the New South Wales Legislative Council as the representative of the Port Phillip District, holding his seat until 1846. From 1850 to 1852, Lang was one of the members for Sydney. By 1850, Lang showed he was a radical Democrat and a Republican. With Henry Parkes and James Wilshire, he founded the Australia League, considered by historians to be Australia's first political party. He put forward ideas which were both visionary and radical: the Federation of the Australian Colonies and the establishment of a fully democratic government. He did this at a time when both in Britain and Australia the vote was restricted to owners of property only. His best written work was Freedom and Independence for the Golden Lands of Australia, published in 1852. I noticed that Lang was mentioned recently in the television series Who Do You Think You Are? Geoffrey Robertson was looking into his ancestry and discovered his great-great-grandparents were destitute Scots who came to Australia in the 1830s, sponsored by Lang and Norman MacLeod. We salute John Dunmore Lang, a Christian who has made a big difference for Australia. Christians, man.